The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, not 7 times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. As he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him by the throat, he said, pay me what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him and said, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And in his anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your sister or brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So this is one of the more interesting parables in the gospel readings because I think it exemplifies why exactly Jesus started preaching and the immediate response of the people was to run him out of town and kill him. Because it goes against everything people generally want. We want a world that is fair. People really get upset by the fact that the world isn't fair, and we like to work really hard to make the world as fair as possible. But God's world isn't very fair. I mean, we very much will work to try to make it so that the world is an even playing field, so that bad things happen to those who deserve them, good things happen to those who deserve them. But when that is flipped on its head, and good things happen to people who don't deserve them, and bad things happen to people who don't deserve bad things to happen to them, life gets a little bit more complicated. Now, I've preached about and talked about the fact that bad things do often happen to good people in this life. But people have just as much difficulty with the other way. People have just as much difficulty when good things happen to people we judge as not deserving the break, not deserving the benefit. We would much rather things people earn everything they get. I never forget going to Ireland. There was a wall in this one town that seemed kind of out of place along the riverside, and it was labeled a famine relief project. And so it looks like something that would have been built for a good purpose. You look back on it, it seems like a charitable contribution. Well, no. In true British fashion, during the potato famine of Ireland, they were willing to give the Irish some food to keep them from all dying horrible deaths of starvation. But they weren't just going to give it to them. They were going to bloody well work for it. And if there wasn't any real work to be done, we were going to make work for them to do, because there was no way they were just going to get a handout of food. The aristocrats in Britain didn't get a handout of food. They had to have their servants make it. So they would absolutely not allow all these poor, starving Irish people to just get a handout. And so they decided they were going to work. And when there were no good ideas for work, we would build walls that separate nothing. There is an entire hill in Ireland covered in roads that don't connect and lead to nowhere that were there solely so that the Irish would work for the little bit of bread that the British saw fit to give them. They were, above all, not really upset and horrified by the fact that all these men, women, and children were starving, not due to their own fault, but were more concerned that they have a fair world, that they work for what is given them. And that is the same outrage that we see in today's gospel reading, Now, when they say slaves in today's gospel reading, he's talking about his middle management. The king has his tax collectors and accountants and everything that he's referring to as slaves. And one's been embezzling to the tune of 10,000 talents, which was about 100,000 laborers' yearly wage. And so, I mean, it was just an unpayable amount of money. There was no way in any lifetime he was going to pay it back. And he goes, his master catches him and says, so what are you going to do about this? Because in the ancient world, when you had a debt, you didn't get collections calls. You got sold into slavery, and they hoped to make money back off selling you for your debts. And he pleads with the master, and the master says, all right, I think you deserve a second chance. I will let you go and simply start again as long as we don't end up back where we started. But then as he goes along, he finds one of his underlings that he was managing has embezzled 100 denarii, which is about 100 days' labor for one person, so a few thousand dollars in today's. That would be quite payable if he had had patience with his slave. But instead, he says, no, you will be handed over to jail and tortured until you pay me. Now, I don't understand how that was supposed to work, because you don't generally make money in jail to pay the guy back, but he had absolutely no understanding or mercy for his friend who owed him a few thousand dollars when he had gotten forgiven owing millions and millions and millions to a man who could have sold him into slavery. And the lord of the manor basically says, well, if you want the world to be fair, I'll make it fair for you. You think he should pay up? I think you should pay up. You don't want him to get a handout? You won't either. And so you go to prison until you can pay me back an amount of money that no one on earth could ever amass to make it right. I mean, sometimes we are so horrified by the idea that someone else might get a benefit that we wanted that we're okay with just making the benefit go completely away. How often do we see someone that either wins the lottery and go, why couldn't that be me? Someone who gets a better job offer and the immediate thought is, well, that would have been nice. Or someone who simply happens into a wonderful stroke of luck and our first thought is, well, I've been working much harder than them. Why didn't it happen to me? I mean, it's deeply human, but the world of God is deeply unfair. And if we want a world in which this kind of forgiveness, this kind of growth happens, we have to be okay with the fact that sometimes it's going to happen to people who aren't us. Sometimes if we want a world in which God forgives, in which we forgive each other, in which there is a better day after this one, where things improve instead of staying the same, we have to be okay with the fact that someone might have it a little bit better than us. Our answer to a problem being fixed, made better for the people after us, can't be, well, I had to go through this horrible thing, and so the people after me are certainly going to go through it too. We have to be able to be happy for each other when someone else gets something that we might well have wanted. Because if we ask ourselves truly, we've all had one of those moments where we got a break we didn't deserve. We've all had the moments not only from God's infinite forgiveness for all of us imperfect people, but I'm sure we can look at the chances we've had in this world, the way our lives have played out, and find somewhere where we got a leg up that we probably didn't actually earn or work for. And I guarantee someone else is looking on that going, oh, I just wish that could happen to me. And so we must live into not the way of that unrighteous slave, not always asking that dangerous question, what about me? Not always asking, well, why isn't that fair? But instead, just rejoicing about what is good, what is helpful, what moves the world a little bit better forward, even if it doesn't personally affect us. For if we simply rejoice in what's good, what's holy, what moves things forward, then we'll find all of ourselves enjoying a better world than the one we had before. But if we continue like lobsters in a bucket to pull each other down so that we might get just a little bit higher, then we have no chance of making a world better than the one we already have, if we continue to pass down the trials instead of trying to eliminate them. And so let us go forth into the world rejoicing in that unfair grace that says, even though we may owe more than we could ever amass, it may be forgiven us if we are willing to do the same for others. Amen.